Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Ayin Aleph, Yuma 71. Today's Daf Yomi, Gemara takes up a topic that it had discussed in the earlier chapter on 67a, where we had learned that that the Kohen Gadol sends out the goat to Azazel with what's called the Ish Iti, this man, this designated person, and this person stayed in the final booth that he prepared for him until after Yom Kippur, and that's where he rested. The Gemara says, well, what happens when he returns? He has to wait there until the eve of Yom Kippur, and so therefore, then either that night, according to the Meiri, or the next day, according to most other commentaries, he comes and encounters the Kohen Gadol. So says the Gemara, Asi Mishalech, the person who was the one who sent out the goat from Jerusalem, he comes back to Jerusalem the next day, the day after Yom Kippur, and he meets the Kohen Gadol, and he meets the high priest. Now, there's a distinction where he meets him. Mitzo b'shuk, if he finds the high priest in the marketplace, Mitzo b'shuk le Kohen Gadol, then he says, since he's in front of other people, and he doesn't want to treat the Kohen Gadol disrespectfully, he gives him honor, and he assumes, and he acts as though he was the Kohen Gadol's messenger. V'omer lo, and he says to him, Ishi, my master, Kohen Gadol, asinu shlichu sacha. We did your agency, meaning we did what you asked us to do. However, mitzvah b'beiso, but if he finds the Kohen Gadol in his house, and then he doesn't want to say that the agency that he had was from the Kohen Gadol, but rather from God. And Omer, when he says to the Kohen Gadol, mechaye meisim, asinu shulchuso. So then the Kohen Gadol, he says to the high priest, Mechaye Chaim, excuse me, I might have said Mechaye Mason, but it's really Mechaye Chaim, that the one who resurrects life, that is, i.e., God, we've done your agency. Asinu Shlichu, so we've been the agent of God. Why is God called the Mechaye Chaim, the one who brings to life or supports the life? So that's what Rashi explains. Rashi says that God is called Mechaye Chaim because he sustains us and he gives us life by giving us food to eat and whatever, everything we have. That's the interpretation of Rashi and Rabbeinu Eliyakim. The Meiri explains that because God has established us with Chaim and with Shalva, with life and with tranquility. That's the Meiri's explanation why God is called the Mechaye Chaim. The Maharsha explains that it uses this expression. We've seen a few expressions of God in Yoma, how we refer to God. We've seen him Melech Melechayim Lachem, we see Ribono Shel Olam, but here we're seeing Mechaye Chaim. So the Maharsha explains because that we're saying that we've done the agency of God to kill this goat about which it had said Yamor Chai, that this goat will stand alive, and so by this action we've atoned for the sins of the Jewish people, and so therefore Hashem is Mechai Es HaChayim, that God has resurrected or caused to live the living, that we're not going to come to Rachmano Etzlan, God should save us from premature death. So that is the explanation of the Maharsha. And so what does it mean we have done your asinu shlichu? So Rashi says that we've gone and we've represented that what God has asked us to do. However, Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains that what's the reason why there's a distinction whether you find the Kohen Gadol, whether the agent finds the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace versus whether he finds him in the house? Because he says, Rabbeinu Eliyakim, because when he finds the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace, he's obligated to give him honor before people. But when he finds him by himself, he's obligated to give honor to God. And the Maharsha says that this is difficult to say that if he finds him in the marketplace, that he's forced to give him honor, and he's going to push off the honor of God on account of the honor of the Kohen Gadol. It's difficult to say that. So therefore, the Maharsha explains that even if he finds him in the marketplace, he really should have said this, that he did the agency of God. But the reason why he doesn't say it is not because we want to give honor to the Kohen Gadol, but it's not appropriate to mention the name of God in the marketplace. That's the thing. The marketplace, who knows what is there? People doing sorts of things that are inappropriate. And so therefore, for that reason, he doesn't mention it. The Chidush Rabbeinu Moshe Mimamran says that only the person who was sending out the goat to Azazel was forced to come and tell the Kohen Gadol that he did his agency, because he is called in the Torah the agent of the Kohen Gadol, as it says, Vishilach Biad Ishiti Hamidbara. He sends it out. The Kohen Gadol sends it out the goat with the designated man to the wilderness. But the person who burns the bull and the goat, that person is not required to come and tell the Kohen Gadol, because he's not called the agent of the Kohen Gadol. And so the Gemara then continues with this expression of Mechaye Chayim. So the Gemara explains that Amar Rabba ki mipatre rabbanan me'adali b'pumpadisa. When the rabbis would leave each other, when they would depart from each other in the town of Pumpadisa, and one of the major centers of Torah study in Babylon, Amri Hachi, that this is what the rabbi said, Mechaye Chayim, meaning a reference to God, the one who keeps life alive, Yitein l'cha chayim aruchim, V'tovim u'misukan, and God should give you a life that is long, good, and misukan, and prepared, or ready, or fixed. So the Meiri explains that the students, when they depart one another, when they leave their teacher's house, they are supposed to give each other a blessing with the things that they need. And what do you need most? That God should take care of all their needs, so they wouldn't have to stop what they're doing, which is learning Torah. So that's the bracha that they give them. The Ein Yaakov explains that the reason is because Torah is called Ki Hu Chayecha V'Orach Yamecha. Torah is called your life and the length of your days. So now that you're leaving the yeshiva, what is going to protect you to give you a long life? And so for this reason, that's the bracha they give each other as they live the yeshiva, a bracha of long life.